ご視聴ありがとうございました。
So yesterday we looked at the first six of the 14 kinds of emptiness explained in the Shentong system, Shentong Madhyamaka system. And today then we'll look at the last eight. And these last eight then are explained through the purpose. So the subject or the phenomena which form the basis of emptiness have a similar quality that they're all explained from the point of view of what the purpose is, of having kind of a goal or a purpose. And then there's a quote from the Madhyanta Vibhanga by Maitreya Thirusanga that briefly lists the last eight. And it goes as follows. The eight in terms of the purpose. So the seventh and eighth are given together, and they are in order to attain the two kinds of virtue. The ninth is that one does this practice in order to benefit sentient beings continually or always. The tenth is that one does the practice in order not to, in order that samsara not be emptied out. Not be emptied out, or that samsara does not become empty. There's a further explanation that will make this clear. The 11th, then, is done so that the virtues do not become exhausted or extinguished. The 12th is done in order to purify completely the potential. The 13th is practiced in order that one attain the 32 marks and the 80 characteristics. And the 14th is to purify the qualities of the Buddha. And so these are what the Bodhisattva practices.
Devanta Namji ni Sumbatuni Chugite Tanda Hibzan Zola Long Trang Nang Yere Tela Long Trang De Hegi Zubare De Jepan Rao Zunu Vanta Namji Li Yang Deva Mandava Mangbu Yere Tundi Tengi Lobjong Sena Tini Yang Jachin Piyongkuli.
So this quotation is from the Madhyanta Vibhanga, and there are 14 different kinds of emptiness that are explained. And if you wish to delve into this further, then you can study the Madhyanta Vibhanga, the distinguishing middle from extremes.
Tene kaje thoren lodra la resar zona himjog zona randong toni chodok tang yendong toni chuge chepar kande yere ten rawo him himjog zona yang yapuyam.
So some of you who are then studying at the university might want to do some research on the differences between the 16 kinds of emptiness one finds in the Ramtong system and the 14 kinds of emptiness one finds in the Shentong system, it's a good academic subject. Then if you want to make a really big study out of it, you can also look at all the commentaries that were made in Tibet on this text.
So through
these eight different kinds of emptiness that were explained in this quotation from the Madhyantavibhanga, then one can identify or recognize the phenomena that serve as a basis for emptiness. And these eight phenomena or eight topics are what bodhisattvas, the sons and daughters of the victorious one, should practice. So since that is so, then for what reason is it that one practices any one of these eight? And then the text goes on to give a more detailed explanation of each of the eight. So the seventh and the eighth are again explained together. And that is in order to bring about the accomplishment of both of the ultimate conditioned virtue and the ultimate unconditioned virtue. One practices both the temporary conditioned virtue and the temporary unconditioned virtue. So these two, the of the temporary conditioned and unconditioned virtue, are practiced. They're not given up. They're something that one brings into one's practice, and they are then the topic or the phenomena of emptiness. That is the seventh and the eighth kind of emptiness.
Tenine duze tang duma se namba nine duze tang duma se tongba ni ni je tongi chujin re tongi chujin ni po te ne kap sa san chu sa ba nam je thor ga mare nyam sa lang re
So these two kinds of temporary virtue, the conditioned and the unconditioned, then are what bodhisattvas practice. It's not something that they give up, but it's something that they practice. And these function then as the phenomena of the seventh and eighth kind of emptiness.
Same thing, Madong Baserdo, kowa drupal sepa tang. Te yin to jar te gopa sem chin la penpa ser do ta ye pa sem chin la penpa ser do oma la drupal sepa. Talent Toma da tama me betomba nere. Korva toma da tama me bare. Korva toma da tama me bate. Toma da tama me betongi chujere. Korva toma da tama me bate. Danda Semjin matomba sedere. Korva demba trupa yuna. Korva demba trona sanju sambata samaso. Kansanjini tangche den korva tangre. Korva denbar madrupan, korva malam jamantava yimbasena, hina deni korva tangamare, simjinji don lu tangamare. Tisena deni korva drubarse. Sepatan. Lami the geva meze persava serdo. Lami to sejete nintu ta ranja drajomba nam pumbo, pumbo lami. Lami drachomba tobon to deni said over it. The tekwa chimbu lola lami the geva meze persabe, serdo che the chuni geva drobar sepata. Chuni geva drobar sabe che the torva mepe tombani. Lower jetre me takwar sabe serdo rangi nere drobar sepata. Rangi nere tendikabso. Dene tanda tuni tuni ba rangin tongba ni ji tuni chu jin de rangin ne re de rang tong de te san ra ga ma ni lobon tru pe chama jawar sa bi che do rangin to ne be re do par se ba ta rangin ne re khe leng re nyam se leng re khe leng re te kar re lobon tru pe chama te jang ko gu do rangin ne re la lobon tru pe chama yo re ते जानवर से अब छे तो रंगी नेरे डबल से बारे रंगी नेरे खेलेंगे रंगी नेरे ते देंबा ट्रोपा इन्हें ट्रमा जान तो को मतो देंबा ट्रोपा ते अंडावो मारे रंगी नेरे ते यहाँ तंबा नेरे ते रंगी नेरे ते तोंसो ते ट्रमे मोल ट्रमे तंबा थानी जे तंबा Trupe tongba tongso te hie gobre. Dobar sepa tang. Tsen tang pesi tobar sabe che to Dobar sepa. Tan Rangan tsenyi tongba nyi den de kapso Tsen tang pesi li gagre tongi cho chen Tsen zambu sumcho tsanyi Pesi zambu jecho De rangan tsenyi tongba nyi ji tongi cho chen re De yang rang tong da draga mare. Tan chen da pezi drupal sabe ser do, tupa ser do, te drupal se gire. Karu re se na. Chen da pezi tupa che do negam chen da pezi dugre, ke langre dugre. Chen da pezi te tongba nyi imbe jun, tonyi te tenle be gube jun, chen da pezi te denbar drupa ina, tup tuk mare, denbar ma drupa, teni, Tinda Pesi and Nandong Choda Tabi in Besena, Tinda Pesi drop to Gre, Tinda Pesi drover Sabe Serdo, Chedo, Nekam Tinda Pesi K Lang, Langdi, Dian Denbar Madro, but Juma Tabul, Yamsilang Sanje Chuchuna, Topper Sabe Ser, Dikabje Tongi Chuchin, there's Topjo Lasova, Sanje Yuntin Nam. Re chunam. Chunam sanje ji yuntin ji chunam re. Sanje ji yun ten ji chun nam tupar sabi ser do ne kap top jo me jebe ye la so ba sanje ji yun ten nam ke lengre yo mare sik mare ke lengre tene ten nambar tak ba ser do top jo da me jebe ye da mandi pa jo je la so ba sanje ji yun ten nam ja den do mare nandong chota tabu ke lengre tom nam nandong chota tabu ke lang de tene sanje ji Sanje ji chu nam dhubar se pa wo ta duk se le se.
Then to continue combining a purpose with the practice, there is the ninth kind of emptiness, and that is in order to benefit sentient beings, one practices the Madhyamaka, the middle way. And this refers to the emptiness that is beyond extremes. And as we've seen before, the Vajrayamaka, the middle way, is also beyond extremes. So the two fit together here. The tenth kind of emptiness is that is the emptiness that one engages in samsara, one literally practices samsara in order not to give up on sentient beings. So that was the tenth one above in the quote where in order that samsara doesn't become empty. So that's another way of saying that one doesn't let go of or give up on sentient beings. And so therefore one engages in samsara. And this refers earlier to the emptiness that was beyond beginning and end. Within the Ramtong school, the emptiness which was beyond beginning and end referred to the emptiness of samsara. The 11th then is that one practices the virtue of the Dharmata so that virtues will not become exhausted or extinguished. And this contrasts then to what is practiced within the foundational vehicle, the Hinayana, where arhats seek to attain what is called a nirvana with or without remainder. And at that point what happens is that the skandhas become exhausted. And in that sense the virtue then also becomes exhausted. So in contrast to this kind of practice, the practice here is the practice of the virtue of the Dharmata. Oh, I forgot to mention, in number 10, the emptiness in, that relates to engaging into samsara, Rinpoche commented that if samsara were truly established, then one wouldn't be able to see it as empty, as like an illusion or like a dream. One would become totally exhausted by this continual engagement in samsaric activity. But the bodhisattvas come to the realization that samsara is empty, that it is like a moon reflected in the water, and therefore they don't get weary. Then the 12th kind of emptiness refers to the practice of the naturally abiding potential. And one practices this in order to purify temporary or accidental stains. Within the Rangtong of 16 kinds of emptiness, this referred to the emptiness of the true nature, because the Rangtong school does not assert this naturally abiding potential. If this naturally abiding potential were truly existent, it would not be possible then to purify it. Excuse me, if the stains were truly existent, it would not be possible to purify this naturally abiding potential. And so one comes to see that the mode of emptiness of the naturally abiding potential is that it is within its essential nature, there are no stains. It is empty of stains when one looks at the situation from the point of view of its essential nature. The 13th kind of emptiness is that one practices in order to attain the one practices in order to attain the 32 marks and the 80 characteristics. So one practices on a temporary level, or on a level that's not ultimate, these 32 marks and the 80 characteristics, and one can practice them because one's come to understand that they are truly empty, that they're not established as existence, that they are like an illusion. And so it's possible then to assert that they exist temporarily or on a relative level. The 14th kind of emptiness refers to the powers, the 10 powers, the 4 fearlessnesses, and so forth that one practices, and this is in order to attain the qualities of the Buddha. So one asserts that these qualities do exist, which is also particular to the Shantong school. And understanding that they are not truly existent, that they are like an illusion, like a dream, like a moon in the water. And understanding like that, one practices them on a more relative level within samsara, and that leads then to the actual attainment of the Buddha's qualities.
That's
all.
Yeah. Dī sēr tō tōngpā nī tē tāng, tō nī tē tāng tē dōpā rā sē tō. Tā gōpā tē tāng tē tā wī sēr tō tō nī dōpā rā kā rē. Pēr nā, kōrvā tōngpā nī tō mā hī nā, kōrvā tōngpā nī tō mā hī nā, kōrvā dēng, kōrvā lā dēng pā rī hī nā. Jō wā jī tē sāng, jō sāmpā nā kōrvā jī sē mā tōng kā pār tō, Simjin ji tong si gogo do de korba denbar de tongba ni de ma ki denbar ki na chowa ji de gansan ni korba la chowa ji de tang ji de korba tong wa ji no korba korba lu tang de korwa lu tang, korwa semkin tang de, tingmen je lan la kyo se gara.
Yeso?
Yeno, ya. Korwa tongba nye du hi na, korwa denbar madroba, dene, nandong chota tabari, semjin ya nandong chota tabari hi na, den semjin lu tang gwa re. Den sancho sabba nang korwa che se madong go pardo, semjin je tong zob re. Marwe?
Yeso?
So another way of stating all of this is to say that for these various reasons that were given, the respective emptinesses are practiced or understood.
And then the text gives an example.
An emptiness, and the suffering that one went through watching his house burn down, that also is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness.
Tene malam ngō xepan rāgu chōng nā, dēmbar xīn nā, tene sēm tūk rē, thāng jīg rē, tōngjēr pāng nā tūk rē. Tōngjēr chēmbu tē malam tāwa, chōtā tāw rī xīn nā, tene pāng goyā yā mā rē, dēmbā mā rē, yō mā tāw rē. Malam ngō xepan rāgu. Malam ngō xepan tāw jī yōng gu rā. Marvē.
So if one's working in a big city, and there are numerous distractions in a big city, and if one takes all of these distractions to be truly existent, then one's mind will become totally distracted and troubled and mixed up through all of this. And this is because one hasn't recognized all of these distractions as illusion-like or dream-like. If, however, one recognizes them as being an illusion, or like a dream, then one is able to work in the city without being distracted and without one's mind getting disturbed.
Gandan dor don and tate petim below la corva tongba nido gomba dang hepati, corva mapang per semji jetun se pechedo, then corva tongba nido hebare gongo.
In brief, then, in the Mahayana, it is explained that samsara is emptiness, and that then allows one to practice in order to help sentient beings. One doesn't become weary of samsara because one recognizes its emptiness, and therefore one is able to stay in practice for of countless eons in order to practice sentient beings. And so this recognition of samsara as being dreamlike is very important.
Rangin am nelok te rangin tongpa nye jitong ki chujin re. Di kaapso rangin ne re te rangin ne rangin tongpa nye jitong ki chujin re. Rangin ne re se jite dirhi ngingbo te chikwa re. Rangin ne re gam dirhi ngingbo rangin tongpa nye jitong ki chujin re. Tsen zangbo nam, sanje je tsen zangbo sumcho tsanye ta pezi zangbo jecho nam rangin tsenye tongpa nye jitong ki chujin re. Rāndaṁ kāpśu chū tam che jīn cīnyi te rāṅga cīnyi tōngpa nye jī tōngki chūchīne. Sāngje jī sā yuñti nam, sāngje jī yuñti nam chū tam che tōngpa nye jī tōngki chūchīne tō khe pa ne rāndaṁ kā yōng lēn jōngwa tāng mandrā vā che par yin nam. Oma rāndaṁ kā tēne tōngki chūchīne tā mandrā vā che par yore. Rāntaṁ tāṁ yīntaṁ ka tōṁ ki chūcīṁ chepar yabhā sō sōrta sētā sōṁpārī.
The text next distinguishes between the three various kinds of emptiness as they are presented in the Rongtong school and as they are presented in the Shentong school, and actually it relates to the last three kinds of emptiness, the 12th, 13th, and 14th in the Shentong school. So the potential, the emptiness of the naturally abiding potential, that then is explained in the Rongtong school as the emptiness of the true nature. Another name for this naturally abiding potential is the Tathagata Garbha, or the Buddha nature. So these then are different phenomena which are function as the basis for emptiness. In one, it is the naturally abiding potential, and in the other, it is the true nature of emptiness. Then, within the Shentong school, one has as number 13 the 32 marks and the 80 characteristics as the basis of emptiness. And in the Rongtong school, it is given as the emptiness of self-characteristics. So the defining attributes of all phenomena are the basis for emptiness in the Rongtong school, and here it is the marks and the characteristics of the Buddha, the 112 marks and characteristics of the Buddha that are the basis for emptiness. Then the Shentong school, in the 14th type of emptiness, is that in relationship to the qualities of the Buddha. And in the Rongtong school, this is given as the emptiness of all phenomena. So one can see then that there are differences between the emptinesses as they're explained in the Shentong school and as they are found within the treatises of the Rongtong tradition.
Kansa da chu je wang de se pe zung zin yin ji chu ni le tong ba wo kansa ke wang de se pe zung zin de na na da da sang ba sam ba ka so na da sa ba nam do ti jin ba re ti yo de che pe na ta da ye ban ra wo te na ta da de zong wa re te yin to chu je zung zin se ru to zu da de ro re se na wa kya ne na wa Demba Tropan Rao Te Chuje Zong Re Tene Zogda Tero Rigza La Demba Rikhenpa Demba Rikhenpa Am Dele Mekpe Sem De Zembe Sem Re Chuje Wangdu Sepe Zong Zeng Re Ta Kansa Ke Wangdu Sepe Zong Zeng Tang Zong Zeng Nye Tang Chuje Wangdu Sepe Zong Zeng Nye Je Chunyi La Tongba Re Chunyi La Chunyi Zong Zeng Lendeba Kansa Ke Wangdu Sepe Zong Zeng Nye Lendeba Ma Ze Chuja Wang the Sepe Zung Zin Yi Lian Yang Deba, Zung Zin Lian Deba, Zung Zin Lian Deba in Besen, Zung Zin Jetuba Tam Jele and Deba Am Travari. Dordon Zung Zin Jetuba Tomba.
As for the mode in which these are empty, that is that the Dharmata is empty of what is other to it. And that what is other to it is the perceived object and the perceiving subject in relation to an individual or phenomena. So the self of the individual is explained in the following way. One says, I or myself. This is a concept to which one clings. And that then becomes the object that the self-clinging focuses on and takes to be truly existent. Once that self of the individual exists, then it takes as its object outside the five different objects of the sense faculties. So that then refers to the two selves in relationship to the individual, or the two aspects, let's say, in relationship to the individual self, the aspect of the perceived object and the perceiving subject. And then a perceiver that looks at exterior objects and takes them truly to be truly existent. So that perceiver takes those exterior objects to be truly existent. That then is understood as the self of phenomena. So in brief, one should understand then that the Dharmata is empty or transcends all kinds of dualistic clinging. It is beyond this kind of delusion.
Dubi yeba na ta, dubi yeba de karre, dubi yeba te ngopo mepe tongba nye tang ngopo mepe ngopo nye tongba nye ngopo mepe tongba nye tang ngopo mepe ngopo nye tongba nye te tsin drawo drawo yere ina tongla cheba yere de nye chang dokpe seba yinte dokpe se che de karre dokpa te tsik ta de yeba yege tade yeba namdo la tade do kharwe chani yeba te la dokpe yeba se deni jan dokpe seba yinde pena dratam sepa mata ba som te dokpe seba re ngobol som yo mare dala dra rang ngo o tan sepa de mata ba som ne seya yo mare ina yo dokpe seba re dra Sepa, Matapa, Hippet Six Omdo, Namdo Lion, Soso, the Chargando, Teacher and Sever and Mato, Moviting Sever Never. They gained the Dope Sevas. They need a Dope Seva in the event. Gaza Kundak, Gaza Kare, Gaza Kundak, Chutang, Kundak, Kanzaka, Bachani, Nubome, Betongani, Kazanguman de Taji here. Gaza te Gaza dani Gaza chudan Gaza ke dani ka koi khorna ti khorna jina chuni ji chudan chuni ji Gaza ye pe chani mo bo me pe ngo ni tong ba ni di ya pe na Ter dongna, ter je pakpa jang simbe hyol la margo yobare. Sema dongna, ti hyol la gang laya yomar. Te na yinde, hyol du yu seba te, gaza chudang gaza, ni kakwe hyol la, tini chuni yobare. Gansa gungopo yuepa chani, chunye ji chudan, chunye ji gansa yuepa chani, ngopo mepa ngoni tungpa nye du yako, oya.
These 14 different kinds of emptiness then can be combined or summarized into two, which Rinpoche has explained before. And those two then are the emptiness, which is the non-existence of an entity, and the emptiness of the essential nature in the non-existence of an entity. These two are discriminated or discerned through what are called reversals. And that can be simply understood as a situation where something appears as separate, although it's the same thing, it appears as separate names or as separate letters or as separate concepts. For example, if you have the three things, sound, produced, and impermanent, they appear as separate, distinct concepts. However, in terms of the essential nature of the sound itself, there are no divisions such as this. So, like that, these, although emptiness itself is not indivisible, it's explained in these two aspects. So then, what, how does one look at these then, as if one's looking at them as separate things? Well, the emptiness, which is the non-existence of an entity, that which it, what is to be negated through this kind of emptiness, then is the self of a person and the self of phenomena as they are found in the imputed nature. The first of the three kinds of the three natures. The second kind of emptiness, that which is the emptiness of the essential nature in the non-existence of an entity, that then is explained from a different perspective, that once one has negated what is to be negated, in the wake of that, there is present the dharmata phenomena and the dharmata person. The entities that are the dharmata phenomena and the dharmata person are present within the wake of the negation. For example, if one pounds a sesame seed and thereby removes its husk and brings forth the oil that is within it. It's not that there is nothing there once one has finished this process. There is the presence of the sesame oil. And in the same way, if one pounds away at the ego, if one eliminates the two kinds of self, then in the wake of that, or as a result of that process, then there is the dharmata in the form of the dharmata individual and the dharmata phenomena.
Yande de tonsor te terje tonsor ta jana terje pakpa tonsor tang ton ye marko tonsor nil jana ye digre terje tela pakpa do pakpa te koran traba traba zon te meba chando gre terje pakpa tonsor te randong re ton ye marko te yendong re Marka te pakpe tong, pakpa meba cha te marka lavare, ten rao yang. Mubo meba tongpa nye te, terje pakpa tongson rao re, terje pakpa te, trawa zon meba cha nrog re, rantong re. Pakpe tongpa tong ye te marka te yintong re, pakpe tongpa re, pakpa meba cha marka lavare, ten rao, te marka te, mubo me, Pakwa tonzer te ngopo mepe tongba nyeje tonzer te petang. Marko tonzer te ngopo mepe ngo nyeje tonzer te pakwe tongba.
Shentongi tongzer.
Ah, te yamada. Yendo na nika kogudo.
Yendo na nika kogudo. Yine rangtong na nipa te yo mara wala.
Te yendo tako. Ya, ya.
One can further examine this example of the sesame seed. If one looks at the process in two stages, the first stage is that through pounding the sesame seed, the husk becomes increasingly thin and finally disappears. It's finally eliminated. So that refers to, in particular, to the Rongtong school's understanding of a mode of being empty, that is, i.e., the absence of something. So the husk is eliminated. And here, that refers to the first kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness which is the non-existence of an entity. So this skin or husk of the seed then is rendered non-existent. The second phase then is that on the basis of the non-existence of this husk, then one is able to extract the oil from the seed itself. So there is, one finds the presence of something. And this is in, relates more to the Shentong approach, although the Shentong approach requires the first and the second kind of emptiness. And it refers among the two emptinesses to the second one, the emptiness of the essential nature in the non-existence of an entity.
Then you. Ngopo mebe tongba ni da ngopo mebe ngo ni tongba ni de ni to ni to ni ta te pa ngo ta te pa ranja to pa ranja to pa se ran to to pa chik chik le tu ma go ba te nda wo ma re mai ran to to pa ranja to pa ran to to pa mai jang tongba ni je ngopo re re la Drondo than condemned Gentani serve goni yard with it. Tony, Denny, Tony, Denny, Tombany, Denny, Tony, Jubjapo, Tamje, La Chabzi, don't know, Ganga Chabzi, Roko by Hibber, Tondo. Tanya Bonne, going tak but Chutan Kanza, Gangopo, your part Drondo Batan. Chunyeji chudang kanza gungopo mido hi kurpan deba la hieto ya, that's it. Hatsang de chaji hiwe. Marwe.
Yeah. So then there's a further comment on the two kinds of emptiness here. They are to be understood as not separate one from the other, not being able to stand on their own. However, they are presented, there is a necessity of presenting them in order to, as two in these two forms, in order to clear away or eliminate the two extremes of superimposition and denial. Further, these two emptinesses should be understood as necessarily pervading all the other 14 kinds of emptiness. Then, to explain how these two kinds of emptiness eliminate the two extremes, the text continues. What is eliminated then is the superimposition that says, that posits the existence of an entity that is a phenomena or an individual in the imputed nature. So that's, it gets rid, the two of them get rid of, well, the first, actually it's the first noble truth, the first, excuse me, the first kind of emptiness, the non-existence of an entity, which gets rid of this superimposition, thinking that there is something that exists as a phenomena or an individual in the imputed nature. And then the second kind of emptiness eliminates denial, which would state that the dharmata phenomena and the dharmata person do not exist, that there is no entity such as these two.
Tene unta namji je doni chul je ta ni su daba te unta namji je deva da ja te si jona tene ya go yong de sa.
So then it would also be good to translate and study the part of the Madhyanta Vibhanga that deals with these kinds of emptiness.
Tene tata nga su te yin tong yin tong dan ja ve tke te su tam tong gari.
So now we'll chant the verses that were composed in conjunction with the Shentong school. Chanting them again and again is beneficial. So we'll start with the Gaji Ninam Chengi Shepakun, the one that has three verses, two long and then a four-line one at the end. And remembering that the English for this is on the back of the one with two verses on it. So what we're chanting is the verses on Serdok Pinchin's view of Shentong. It begins, Kuntak Dakshi Ninam Chenji Shepa Kun. This one has three verses. So if we put numbers on these pages today, then we can continue in this order the next time. So this should be numbered as number one.
Lamba is Gogudu.
So this first verse then explains in general the Shentong view.
Ta kyo ge ni pan de ni pa zo ge ni pan de ngo po me pe tong ba ni de ngo po me pe ngo ni tong ba ni de de ne don do se zo don do kun de se zo ge na.
Then this the second verse is the two types of emptiness that summarize the 14 of the Shentong school. It's on the back side of the Tibetan we just chanted, and the Tibetan word is on the back side of the English we just chanted. So that should be marked as number two.
Somebody, show somebody, Tambo, to get Tambo, the Gendong, Tongsoke, Tene nyepa somba yepa ti ye derhi nyingbo, ye saja chenpo, ye zokwa chenpo tongtsor teso yang yendong ke tongtsor tantenpa resen.
Laso?
Laso, laso, denma somba.
So number three then is the one with four sets of four line verses. The view of the Shentong school. And this, the first verse here explains the mode of being empty within the Shentong school. And the next three, respectively, look at the Deshik, the basis for that emptiness, which could be seen in terms of the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha, in terms of Mahamudra, or in terms of Mahasandhi.
The mind itself by nature luminous is empty of stains from time immemorial and empty of the imputed and dependent nature. Therefore it is renowned as empty of other luminosity. The Tathagata Garbha is empty of the stains of dualistic perception, but not empty of the qualities of the Dharmakaya. Therefore it is renowned as empty of Mahamudra, as the basis, the true nature of mind. Phenomena, but not empty of the kaya, spontaneously present. Therefore it is renowned as empty of other, the essential nature of Mahasanti, primordial purity, is empty of positive and negative actions of cause and reason. But primordial purity is not empty of spontaneous breath. Therefore it is renowned as empty of other.
Ta yendonga dema yepa yungri yendonga tava gomba chöpan devan tarsipa malam.
So the fourth is the aspiration prayer. One has to have an aspiration prayer. And so this is an aspiration prayer in terms of view, meditation, action, and fruition in the Shentong system.
Dissolves into the Dharma Dhatu, dependent nature's delusion, not altered, is purified into its
ground.
Without looking around, no one could really figure out what the best view is. Looking at one isn't enough, so you have to look at many.
Pinna sen rawal la takye tang na sen chik la te na ser chikula takieta na hako kumare ser mangola takieta na te yakosare hako te na yene.
For example, if you look at just one instance of gold, you won't really know what gold is. You have to look at many different kinds of gold to understand what gold is.
And
in that way, one has to look at many different kinds of view and to find out which one is the best and which one appeals to oneself. So this book then contains 10 songs of Milarepa's that deal with the definitive meaning. And what we'll be chanting now is on page 35. It's the profound the profound definitive meaning sung on the snowy range. So now we'll sing the next song, which is the English is on page 39. It's the Eight Ornaments of Profound Meaning sung at Ramding Sky Cave. And there are eight. Oh, she's younger, so no, the Jen May, the Haridu, Harijen May Parida, on that chase.
Sabdon Jinje,
Lasso.
Jin the Macheva, Sabdon Jinje.
Lasso.
Jin the Macheva Jer,
Lasso.
Jin the Jinja Yona, Jin the Cheva Sabdon Jerva,
Lasso.
Jer Sabdon Jeda, Jer, Ina, and the Cabs of Jin the Cheva Sabdon. Separate the Bag was Sabdon.
So there are, the profound meaning then can be expressed without ornamentation, and it also can be expressed with ornaments or in an especially profound way. And that this second kind then is what we find here in this song. Then the last is the prayer of solemn commitment, which is on page 47 in English.
Lord Naropa Song. Oh, excuse me, let's start again, sorry. Lord Naropa's lineage, son of the freedom path, please bless this beggar to stay in mountain retreat. With the demon of worldly distraction, not distressed. So now this completes the explanation of the of emptiness according to the Rongtong and the Shentong schools and the various divisions.
And so tomorrow then you can ask questions.
Okay. Om Ching Ching.